When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. This show is fun for me because you get to ask me the questions, and very rarely do I ever know what they're going to be. And I would encourage you to go to koloff.net, submit a request, and perhaps you will get a call from the Russian Nightmare, and you can ask me a question or two or three. But today, I have a dear friend with me, Joshua Gillum. Welcome back to the Q&A with Koloff.
Hello, Nikita. Glad to be here with you again. Thank you.
Well, great to have you back. And of course, we've had you on the Man Up Show in the past and some incredible interviews over there. And we have quite a history together. We go back quite a few years, starting with a nutritional company 15 plus years ago. But since that time, we have been involved in ministry together and just traveled the roads together. Share with our listeners, just give a quick glimpse of who Joshua Gillum is.
Well, first of all, I'm a husband and father, have six wonderful children, and an incredible wife that's supports me and loves me, and more than anything, I'm grateful for her prayers for me, because I know that she is a praying woman. And then I wear a couple hats, as you know, and for the listeners to know. So I'm a priest in the Orthodox Anglican Church, and I'm also operate as a bishop over Spanish language ministry in the Orthodox Anglican Communion. And then I also am bivocational in that role, and I am chief executive officer of Armor Medical. So wearing a lot of different hats there, but hopefully every one of them, when I put them on, is to the glory of God.
Well, yeah, you've got, shall I say, you've got your hands full. that's for sure. But and it's been fun, as I say, an outside observer or just a friend of yours, to watch how the Lord has utilized your gifts and your talents and skills and abilities, not just as a husband and a dad, but as a minister. You come staff the man camp, and pour such wisdom into the men that attend the camps, and the business side of it is more recent, right? You just more recently launched that.
Yeah, I began to work with one of my really dear friends, brother in faith, and hormone replacement specialist, Dr. Guy Dom. And he and I have been friends for years. I mean, since about the I got to know him about the same time I got to know you. He was in the health and wellness industry with us that we were involved in. And he graduated medical school and went on to be a doctor and specialized in hormone replacement. And then this year we began to pray together and map out a vision for the company to do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And I came on as the chief executive officer of Armor Medical, and loving that role, and loving that I'm, elbow to elbow with another Christian man working in that role.
Well, and you embarked on your own health journey, maybe 6, 8, 10 months ago, and I know the results have been phenomenal. I think you started out around 250 pounds. You're down to about 213. You sent me a recent picture. I won't put that on the social media, just so you know. But dude, you are like buff now, man. You're like, well, man, you got the tricep bulging. On a serious note, it's very impressive. You've been very dedicated, and I guess your son kind of put the challenge out there for you too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he really did. I can remember we were in the kitchen and I said, I'm, you know, at 200, and I don't want to exaggerate because we as pastors really exaggerate sometimes, especially about numbers.
We call it evangelistic work. Yeah.
I was 249.8, not quite 250.
There you go. So didn't hit the 250 mark, just shy of it. Okay.
I mean, I was just getting there. And I said, I really need to diet. I need to do this. And he just said, oh, here we go again.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, man, it just really hit my heart. So, I took that cycle of ups and downs and, you know, for your son to
as
say,
as many people do. Again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, basically what he said was, you say this, but you don't do it.
Mm.
And that's an integrity question. And I said, well, today's the day. And really, for whatever reason, that day, February the 26th, became the day. It became the day that everything changed. And it was not easy. In fact, Nikki, I told my wife, I said, if I knew how hard this was going to be, I don't know if I would have started, because it is hard work. But
sure.
I love it now. I love it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you fall in love with the gym.
Well, you embrace it. You have to embrace it as a lifestyle. Yeah. And that if you embrace it as a lifestyle, that helps prevent the what they call the yo-yo effect of, you know, I forget who the quote was. There's like, I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. If I named the name, a lot of people would know it. But he's like, yeah, I think I've lost about 2,000 pounds over the course of my lifetime. Let me go back to just touch on real quick too. So the replacement therapy, I know we talked at greater length on the Man Up Show more about that, but who should consider it? Why should they consider it? And what's the significance or importance of it?
Yeah, I think that there are indicators that show that your body is changing, and those are I would call
I can attest to that. Not to interrupt you, my body is changing for sure.
Yeah,
keep going.
I said there's some if we say quantitative and qualitative factors, the quality of life things. That was what really spawned my heart onto it. Wanting to take naps in the afternoon, seemed like my drive was off, not being able to have the concentration or the energy to push, you know, getting in my chair at 7:30 in the afternoon after supper, sitting with the family, finding myself waking up, you know, from little brief 10-minute interval naps over the course of an hour. And I just thought, wow, something just isn't the way it used to be. And a lot of times we just say, oh, you're just getting older. But, you know, you can just get older, or you can actually look at that and say, well, what's changed that can be replaced, fixed, augmented? And that's what bioidentical hormone replacement therapy does. It goes in, it looks at your blood work, it looks at your panels, and it says, what's different than the standard? And then we try to match the standard. And that is what caused me to have the energy level to begin even the process of a focused diet and focused gym time.
That's good.
So I would say that anybody who is experiencing those dips in their day and their, you know, changes from, you know, the last 10 years should consider saying, what do my labs say?
Right.
Because that's the quantitative, that's the numeric facts that are stacked on top of the feelings you have. So you start noticing these things are different, get the labs done and see what the labs say. And if you're a candidate, you are. And if you're not, No worries, you know,
don't
tell the tale.
So at least, it's good advice. So at least get the blood work done, see what the results are, and then diagnose it from there and see if any changes can be or need to be made. Is that about summarize it, right? So
sure. And let me just say, the labs and the cost are extremely economical. They're not everywhere, but they are with us. So, I mean, money should not ever even be a factor in this discussion as far as getting labs done and knowing what the results are. I mean, just no big deal, less than a tank of gas.
Oh, that's good. And how can people, if people want to find out more, learn more, research more, is there a website, phone number, where can they go?
Yeah, Armour Medical, which is A-R-M-U-R, medical.com. That's our website there. And then they can catch us in the office Monday through Friday, 1-800-735-0474. If they'll dial the office extension, most likely I'll pick up, and I just want to hear their story and tell them what their options are. So awesome. It's real easy entry.
Easy peasy. Awesome.
No barriers.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All right, well, it's Q&A with Koloff, so let's shift gears and let's go rapid fire. Go ahead. Let's go ahead with your first question. What do you have for me today?
So, you know, as I began to think about it, I know that you have been a Christian leader for many years. So I would ask you, from a leadership standpoint, as you do ministry with men and those things, as a Christian leader, how do you make vision stick? Because it seems like there's always competing visions. So if you were talking to a pastor or a family man who's trying to get to the new place, the next level, they want a new vision and they get it, how would you encourage them to make that vision stick in their life?
That's a great question. I don't know that I've ever been asked that before, because I'm always emphasizing, right? Do you, in fact, like when they come to man camp, one of my first questions is, do you have a vision for your life? You know, and if you do, while you're here at camp, maybe ask the Lord to enhance that vision and give you more clarity, more strategy on how to implement it or refine it or hone it. And if you don't have a vision, which, you know, a lot of guys come to camp and don't have a vision, don't know, you know, what direction they're headed or you know, they come obviously for a variety of reasons, as you know, being a part of many, many staffs over the years. And so it's fun to hear kind of, you know, towards the end of camp, you know, who what did God show you and what did he say, you know? And so my advice is, the word that pops immediately in my head is priority,
yeah.
Right? Good. So you, God gives you a vision and you ask for, if you want to say a game plan, a strategy on how to fulfill the vision, then that has to then become, or you have to make it a priority in order to fulfill the vision. And it can happen over a matter of months, over a matter of years. It's, the key is not to be in a rush or a hurry, you know, to try to fulfill it.
Good.
And to do your best not to get out in front of God. Let him open each door that needs to be open, and don't try to force your way in fulfilling the vision. And so I guess, summarize the priority. The word is priority. So
wonderful. Man, excellent. Excellent.
Hold on. We got another piece of advice here from a very godly man.
Hey, Josh, Robbie Dillmore. I just heard that.
Hey, Robbie.
What a wonderful question, I thought. And it immediately made me think of how do you set fruit in a plant, right? Right. And then the idea of the whole thing is fruit. And so you got to pollinate it, right? You got to have a male energy and a female energy, right? And as it were, we're the bride of Christ. And so if you want to set fruit, right, you take mm-hmm. what you're thinking and you need that male energy. Yeah. A little testosterone, just saying, from Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, I just wanted to throw it because I thought that was a really great question, and I'm going to ponder that one a lot more because I really love the question. Thanks, Josh.
Wonderful.
All right. Of course, you know Robbie very well, Josh. Yeah. You know him well.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Great question. Thank you, Robbie. For that'll give our listeners some reason to pause and reflect some more as well. So, yeah. All right. Yeah. You got another one for me?
Sure. I want to call it a culture of credit, and what I'm referring to is debt, credit card, the financing. So how do you encourage men to fight the culture of credit in our modern world? Because it seems to me like as things get more expensive and money gets tighter, the enemy is using credit to really make captives out of
enslave
God's people.
Enslave
people.
So
how would you fight that? How would you encourage someone to fight the culture of credit in our modern world?
I mean, it's another great question. You know, I love, you know, I've got a seminar actually that I do on being healthy financially, right? So, you know, my focus, of course, is physical health, mental health, you know, being spiritually healthy. But at the same time, you know, there's a mandate, especially as a believer, to be a good steward of your finances. Yeah. And, you know, I'm reminded of a proverb that says, you know, the borrower is a slave mm-hmm. to the lender. And so, you know, in a world that pushes, whether it's credit card debt, a mortgage, a car payment, hey, get the next bigger car, get the next bigger house, you know, keep up with the Joneses, right? Boy, it takes some real self-discipline. And if you're listening today and you're in a pile of debt, I have good news for you. You can get out of it. I'm living evidence of that. There's some great resources. I'll go ahead and put a plug in right now. A good friend, Craig Hill, has a book called Five Wealth Secrets that the 96% don't know. And go Google Craig Hill. Craig Hill, I think it's craighill.com or .org is his website. That book is all biblical principles on how to implement, to put into implementation and get out of debt. And what's interesting, there's like, they're in your face about it, right? There's even a credit card company out there. They just put it right in your face, Josh. It's called MasterCard, right?
That's right.
And we're to have, as Christ followers, we're to have one master and one alone,
right?
And Jesus Christ, our only master. But yet, you know, the world just pushes that on us, right? So I'd say all that to say, you know, if you find yourself deep in debt, there's good news. There's certainly a lot of resources out there that are beneficial, but you start small. Start with the smallest debt you have. You're going to have to exercise some discipline and not be extravagant in your spending, but hone your spending, reel in your spending. And I'll just say this, if it starts with cutting up all those credit cards, some of you right now are going, oh gosh, there's just no way. No, there is a way. You just have to hit the start button and get some of these resources that can help you climb out of that pit of debt. And you can eventually, over time, not overnight, get to that place of where you can be debt free. But Craig's book is just one example of one of the great resources to get you started. And then once you get started, Josh, it's just the exercise of self-discipline to keep you on that path. And eventually, and again, I'm speaking from personal experience, you can get to a place of where You're not a slave to any lender. You're just a servant of the Master Jesus Christ. So
yeah, and Nikita, the reason I asked that question because I did hear you speak on that seminar, and you did recommend that book. And I took that book, implemented it. My youngest son and my other son, they've taken those books. They've taken that book and implemented it. And from an enormous amount of debt now to I'm under $60,000 from being debt free, and that's including my house. And my son that's 14, man, he has an offering account, he has a tithe account, he has a spending account, and he has a savings account at 14. And they are all fully funded for his age by work he does in the marketplace at 14 years old.
Come on!
So I mean, man camp, and you really, I wanted people to hear that from you because you gave me those tools that changed our future, changed our life, changed the way that we handle money. And if someone's, I mean, if you're struggling in that area, Man Camp could be the tool that helps you to find clarity in that area, and I would encourage anyone to go.
That's awesome. That could be the catalyst. Hey, I'm going to encourage you, that 14-year-old, add one more account, okay? He's got four. He needs to add one more. Yep. Ready?
Let's hear it.
He needs to add the investment account. He needs to start putting some into an investment account so that when the time comes and he sees an opportunity to invest and multiply those resources, he can do that as well. And one other note, dear friend of ours, David Graham, right? I love the fact that he's 14. Their son, David III, at 14, also read that book. Embrace the principles, and I'm going to tell you anything you don't know, but I want our listeners to hear, embrace the principles at 14, bought his first car at 14, sold his first car at 14, and when he graduated high school, he already had six figures in his bank account and just recently launched a new business in Mooresville, North Carolina, and is on the path of being a seven-figure income earner by the time he's 25. And I want our listeners to hear this. It's not all about money. Don't misunderstand me. But money, you know, money does make the world go round. And money's not evil. It's the love of money that is evil. And so just don't love money. Go out and make money. Just don't fall in love with it and then be a good steward of it. So, well, two great questions, Josh. I think those are we'll end right there on that note. And wow, what an incredible interview you brought today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikita. Love being with you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
One more time, give them your website, how they can find out more about what you're doing in the business world.
Yeah, Armour Medical, ARMU, as in Union R, armourmedical.com, or just give me a call, 1-800-735-0474. Love to hear everyone's story and help them take the next step to their best them ever.
And if you want to learn more about Man Camp, just go to mancamp.info, mancamp.info. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. Have a God-blessed, God-filled day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network
check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.